Talking to us right now is Jonathan Skeet.
Hello there.
Hello. Now, you're going to give us the benefits of some thoughts about Easter, because we know it's basically a religious festival, but there's all kinds of aspects to it as well, which have grown up around it over the years. So take it away.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, just a few brief thoughts. Have you ever heard of somebody called Albert Henry Ross?
No, I haven't.
No, well, neither had I until not long ago. But anyway, Albert Henry Ross was a very bright man, and he held a very reverent and respectful attitude towards the man, Jesus Christ, as recorded in the Bible. He was, however, very much a down-to-earth rationalist, and found the supernatural elements in the stories about Jesus to be, frankly, absurd. In particular, the great climax of the stories in the Bible about Jesus rising from the dead, 3 days after being killed by crucifixion. And so he set out to write a short but scholarly piece of writing in which he would demonstrate, through very grounded research and clear arguments, that the story of Jesus rising from the dead on the very first Easter morning was just a made-up story, a myth, or a legend. However, as he went into the story and examined all of the events leading up to Jesus' death and the accounts of his resurrection, he realized that there was a great deal more to this than meets the eye. His short paper on the subject turned into a book, which he published using the name Frank Morrison, and the book is called Who Moved the Stone? And in the introduction to his book, Morrison wrote, "Slowly but very definitely, the conviction grew that the drama of those unforgettable weeks of human history was stranger and deeper than it seemed." In short, during the compiling of the material and the writing of the paper, which turned out to be a book, he became convinced of the truth and reliability of the accounts of the resurrection in the Bible. The book, first published in 1930, has been repeatedly reprinted ever since, the most recent reprint in 2006. This kind of skepticism isn't just the result of our modern scientific rational times. We might remember the story of Doubting Thomas, one of Jesus' close friends and followers, who also steadfastly refused to believe in the resurrection of Jesus until he was able to see him standing in front of him and see and touch the wounds in his hands and sides. The Apostle Paul, preaching and teaching about Jesus not long after Jesus had been alive on the earth, also encountered disbelief and hostility with regard to claims about the resurrection, so it's nothing new. In the book of Acts in the Bible, Paul is talking and explaining the brand new Christian faith to the people of Athens in Greece. But when he started to talk about the resurrection, it says, "Some sneered, but others said, 'We want to hear more about this later.'" It's an interesting thing that those people who have looked into the claims of this man Jesus to be God's son and that he rose from the dead and decided that it's true are affected by these beliefs on a much deeper level of their lives than just a mental agreement that it's true. For many people, there seems to be a mysterious but very positive and life-changing power connected with the Easter story. No matter how you see yourself, a Christian believer or believer in some other faith, or an out-and-out skeptic about any kind of religious beliefs, I do wish you, your families and friends a very happy and peaceful Easter season.
Thank you, Jonathan. That was a very interesting piece about other people's views. I think it does make a change to get someone with a little broader aspect on it.